his missus. And so no, I go to and from. But I said that if she goes to the shul, she should please wear a shaykh and people can tell it's a shaykh. Yes. Correct. What I'm saying is this Kiddush to you, Nachman, that the reason why a woman has to cover her hair when she says Kiddush was not because of her hair, but rather because his missus, and so no, I go to and from. But I said that if she goes to the shul, she should please wear a shaykh and people can tell it's a shaykh. Yes. Correct. What I'm saying is this Kiddush to you, Nachman, that the reason why a woman has to cover her hair when you say Kiddush was not because of your hair, but rather because the halacha determines it as a din erva, and it's going to be an amazing kumra I'm going to come up with. Because in my opinion, this leads to a conclusion against whom? Against whom? Say it, no? All right. Against the Aruch Hashulchan. Aruch HaShulchan, let me finish. Aruch HaShulchan said that nowadays Baba was saying to a rabbi, two women who are married don't cover their hair, no more hirurim, therefore it's going to say Krishna. And in my opinion, it's not true. Had the basis for the issue in the first place been hirurim, but Aruch HaShulchan is right. By the way, I'm not analyzing it. The reason for the din of the Arab is not going to be hirurim. I've been hirurim, so it seems like it's more hirurim. Elamai for character. The Chovas Kisui creates the Shem Erva. If that's the case, the Chovas Kisui, the Chovas Kisui is named by one of the Tenor Rabbin, and then you can't recite Shema when it's a woman there with uncovered hair, even though it's not your word, but the Yasser anyway, against Aruch HaShulchan. And I really think so. I'm not, it looks very bad. Can I do it? I tell the truth.
What do you do?
What do I do?
No, what do you do in the shop? You don't have a problem. You're looking for these non-sefer.
Right.
We might have shop here, fine.
I'm okay.
What about the rest of us?
The rest of it, I had a shadow last night. Last night I was asked to speak in a very nice program they just began in a county north of here, right out of the city. I spoke in a beautiful school campus, bordered a significant body of water. Beautiful campus, it was unbelievable, it was on of it. 30 acres, and it's fantastic. It has an elementary school, it has a high school. That's cool. So, I spoke there, and I was very impressed. There were over 100 people there. I just started in a kind of a big presence for the entire area. What?
Started last week.
And I was very impressed. They set up the chairs. I was standing here, the men, there were over 100 people there. And the men were right in front of me, and it was a little bit of an aisle. It was the lunchroom. And then the other side were the women. So, you know, you face an audience, and it was the first stage when you to speech one, they told you, you have to, you know, scan the whole audience. You have to look at one person all the time. So I looked here, and I, you know, because the women are over there. So when I was standing to bring Torah, I was wondering, because of course it is Aruch HaShulchan, the Muslim of Shur. So I don't have the Aruch HaShulchan, so I was in trouble. So I wasn't that much different from mostly Muslim, but still, it bothered me, but I felt, look, Eif Lass Hashem, it's supposed to say. Eif Lass Hashem, you have to do it anyway, to bring Torah to these individuals. You never know what's going to happen if there's over this thing. And people come back. Even a greater Madrega view study. I was very happy with this program. What? No, you know, Shulman is wrong. Eight, last, Hashem, Eferet, and seven. The Mordechai said they used to have the shiksas singing the tunes or the lullabies or the working songs all day. They couldn't say Krishna. All day long, the Goyim was singing, they couldn't stop. Because eight, last, Hashem, it was a lot of Krishna. So same thing over here, there's not much choice. Yes or not?
Four.
Some of the two chairs are about the four. No, who's talking about the four? Kosher four.
I
used to have the kosher four. A-L-L. It's the cable is within 5 inches up into the above the hairline. And the first 5 inches could be human hair. So that's a serious problem. It's prohibited. The halachic headband, which somehow covers it. I haven't seen it commercially yet, but they show it to me. Jewish press probably has it. So, what? Rav Moshe says the shear is a tefach. Rav Moshe says the shear is a tefach. A tefach by a tefach, which means, Rav Moshe writes, you have to assume that the average hairline of the woman is approximately 2 tefachim across. In other words, take a 2/5 and go like this. It's approximately the width of the hair. And if that's the case, Mr. Moshe, you only have to leave out how much? A half a tefach up. It's 2 times a half equals 1. That's Rav Moshe's lumair. Okay? Now I saw in his kumin, the latest kumin came out, I got it in the mail just 2 weeks ago. Kumin Yudgimel has an article by Rav Henkin, that's the grandson of Yosef Halei Henkin, we spoke about his length earlier in the Zman, right? We just mentioned it recently again in the studio in Jewish Report. So he said that he saw pictures of the rabbits in the Gedolei Hadar, and, well, he finished on pictures of them with the hair at all. He didn't talk about that. He saw pictures of those who covered their hair with a tefach much more than a tefach. How can that be? So he writes that covering the hair completely or within the tefach is what we call Das Yehudit, and Das Yehudit is to change. So therefore, if a woman covers her hair, the majority of it, at least at a tefach, or more than a tefach, it would not be a violation if that's the custom. And he throws in a line which I was specific about. He says, look, today, unfortunately, most women don't cover their hair at all, so the majority don't cover their hair at all, so therefore, if a woman covers her hair and leaves out more than a tefach, how can you say she's in violation? Most women leave that exposed. I'm not sure that you can count those people. In other words, I don't have a right to count the people who don't cover their hair at all in the calculation of those who are leaving out more than the tefach.
Why?
I don't
know. As long as the Shomer Shabbos, they should be talking.
I'm not sure. But again, if you hold like the things that can say for Yehoshua, then Avada, you're right.
If you hold like the
Yehoshua, or maybe you're also right. But if you hold like those who say that these are the rights of Mamish, how can you count them in the poll of those who are leaving out the tefach, and leaving they over each of their eyes at the same moment? But he said these things are the most, you can't count them. And therefore, the majority don't go at all because they have covered. So you can say that even leaving out more than the tefach would not be a violation of Yudis nowadays. That's what he writes in the Truman Yud Gimel. Not a bottle cap, but the roll for Rosh. I said the roll for Rosh. I don't care what. In my opinion, a woman shouldn't wear a baseball cap, okay? So, but, I have a cousin who was in the 50s, yes, the 50s, prehistory, okay? She got married, and she had beautiful red hair, and she cut off her hair, and she made a shape out of it. Yeah. You could tell right away that it wasn't her hair that was her own, you know? I don't know why, I could tell the kids. Before Bar Mitzvah, I could tell that this was my cousin, and that she wore the shape from her own hand, it wasn't attached to her head. I could tell. So I'm going to today, I think my wife can still tell, but I don't think I can tell. The men have to be the determining factor, not the women. The men, and the women can tell doesn't help. The men have to be able to tell. They're more than 2 minutes in a shape. 3, 4. Yeah. I want to add a point. Yeah, I pass it for all those who ask me to follow a motion sheet. Whoever asks me to follow a motion. That means you can only leave a half a tefa up of her own hair, time, the kufah of across the head, and a little stick out in the back also. So that's not a surah, fellas. That's what he said. I think he's right. It's Kuman Yudgimel. It's not a surah, is that the whole head is a haddock over here, a tibble, and then there's a little open in the front and a little open in the back. A little left tefa, a tefa, both parts. I think it's okay. Yes. I didn't care. I said I'm telling you to follow Rav Moshe. However, I'm a Malavish Sus. You know me after all these years. I'm the biggest, one of the biggest Malavish Sus around here today. I'm a Malavish Sus on those women who wear even the hat where they leave out more than a tefillah. All right, but that's it. I even found we spent time trying to defend those women who don't cover the hair at all. Well, I would have said for Yeshua, I would have said for Bianca, with this. You have to try to just find a mucker for what they're doing. Doesn't mean that we resort to what I always call the LCD of Allah. Lowest common denominator. You know, that's the biggest pool in the world. And say, okay, we'll just keep going down to the biggest pool. I'm not advocating that. I'm trying to explain to you that, look, why must we kid ourselves? I don't want to, I'm trying to be realistic. If I had to wager, I would say that we'll take the Talmidim of the yeshiva, this yeshiva. I'm not talking about Chaim Berlin, I'm not talking about Karavadat, no Lakewood. So this yeshiva is a very interesting economy. And take the parent body of all the students of this yeshiva and find out what percentage of the mothers of the students by the yeshiva cover their hair. It would be a... It would be a fairly low percentage. Now, I also am aware, let me restrict it somewhat. There's a significant percentage of parents in this yeshiva, including the entire yeshiva, where the parents are in some class. Wonderful, Rabbi Yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, it's amazing. Amazing phenomenon. So let's, for the moment, exclude that from the count, because as we said before, those who are not Shomer Shabbat, it's hard to count them to be in the majority or minority in the Aruch HaShulchan. But even within those who are Shomer Shabbat, it seems to me still that the percentage of those who cover their hair is still pretty low. I don't want to give a number, I don't want to embarrass them. What?
Higher now than it was.
Sure, it's higher now than it was. And then 20 is really higher than it is now, because it keeps getting higher and higher and higher and higher. The Aksha does. When I was in the yeshiva, it was probably less than now. But, yes? Right, I think so. Roll Rosh Hashanah is a rice. Rav Moshe tries to explain. If Roll Rosh is enough, why can't it be enough? Why have to cover the whole thing? Rav Moshe is a very difficult time to explain it. He says, it's a makom she'eino misuyom, as opposed to the rest of the requirements, where a woman, let's say, has to cover her arm. Let's, for argument's sake, assume she has to cover her arm to the elbow and not to the wrist. So the girl will say, no, I'll cover the forearm and expose the upper arm. It's come to stop, right? You say, you're crazy, lady. You can't get it. You can't do that. But over here, I might say, you can do that. I'll cover the front, I'll cover the back, cover the right, I'll cover the left. I go, wait. It's not Masuyov, it's not clear which part I have to cover. The Rav Moshe said, since it's not clear which part to cover, the rest of the Nazi Hudis came along and said, cover everything, except for Tefa. That's Rav Moshe's analysis, which of course is, I always keep saying, why spend so much time on the analysis? It all depends on what the Nazi Hudis is. It could change. That's what we keep saying, Nazi Hudis can't change. That's what we see in Rashi, the Pashtas, the Elijah says so. I think in his thing, he's Malavis Kusa knows to cover over Rosh. He's saying that, look, since he can count those who don't cover at all, it's part of the Dasi Yudis, so then the Dasi Yudis not to cover at all, so therefore he's covering the majority. That's Rosh, you're okay, and Dasi Yudis, you're okay. He suggests. I don't know. I haven't seen the whole literature. The whole literature, but I haven't seen it. It can change, it can make things worse, too. It can get better, it can get worse. Things can always change. I mean, many places now where the women who didn't cover there, now they are covering there. Yes? Hair. Yeah, you can't leave those long things down to the shoulder. That's a no-no. But both, I told you before that the cause of my analysis is kind of against the Rambam. Excuse me, kind of against the Aruch HaShulchan. I said it wrong. Against the Aruch HaShulchan. I must confess that the Rambam is against me. The Rambam is against me. The Rambam says that there is hirur when it comes to the woman's hair. He considers the hair to be one of the Makomata Makusin. He writes so explicitly in Hilchot Yisuri, be a parak of Al Halacha Bey. Allah. So I said, the Rambam is the Shikot. So. If the Rambam holds Akas, Luyuri Akas, according to him, all single girls have to all cover it. Wait, I'm explaining. Not like the Bach and the Priest. Not like the Peshmur and the Pachokek and the Mogan Avram. What a different Perushim. But if you take the Rambam Kipshuto, that all single girls have to cover their hair. So Rambam is a Mokum hero. Because you can't see it anywhere. So therefore, the Vada and Mokum hero, so therefore, one day they're also going to be right. That's the irony. The cause that Rambam was the biggest machmi was leaving a single girl to cover her hair. Then the Aruch HaShulchan would be right. That was Mana Zed, they don't cover there. We'll be no issues as far as Krishna is concerned. But since we don't follow the Rambam, we don't follow. So therefore, comes the Aruch HaShulchan is wrong. I got to tell you, Uvi gave me a few different Torah. Here I have a beautiful Bar Torah. Jesus Rashi, the Rambam, the Inyan Das Moshe was written in something called Kuno. From Taylor Tov Shin Nun, that's we in Israel, Rabbi Maki from the name Rock, he says he doesn't understand. How is it possible? Where is he? Where did he go? How is it possible that as a sparish of women today, as he puts it, Natshu Torah Imon, as the Pasuk, Al Titosh Torah Timefa, because he doesn't understand. How can it be that the Sephardic women not shoe Torah iman, that they no longer do what their mothers did, or what mothers over here mean probably means grandmothers or great-great-great-great-grandmothers, where they would cover their hair even when they were single. He doesn't understand how nowadays this has been forgotten. One second. So I have defended it by saying the Rambam meant that it's only a what? A Das Yehudit. As such, it can change. Look what he writes. V'yesh v'hoi v'zal v'nos eidus ha-midrach shen nachu min hag in imoseihen midore doros karamba shaladato havi halichosim puras rosh v'shuk isur midas Moshe. And he worked with an assumption that if it's Das Moshe, can never change. And I can't blame him. That's the Pasuk Shas. That Moshe is Zorais, and that Zorais can never change. Of course, we have the possibility to know that maybe it can change. One of two ways. Either Das Moshe does not really mean that it's Yisrim is Zorais, but rather it's a minik hanifla b'kro. It's the base of the Me'iri. That's the Yudas, it's a minik which is not found b'kro. In Rashi, where the Zimra is b'kro, it's to be Das Moshe, even though it's not an absolute field. Or, Yeshua said that even if it was an Issa Daraisa when it was customary, but became non-customary, it became non-Ossim Daraisa. So that would be the shot in the Benos Eglus HaMizra. How did it happen? You know, the world became modernist and that's the first one that did it. Should have gotten a patch from the local Orthodox rabbi. But you know what it is? There was this overtaken by the event. That's what happened. It's a very interesting aura. Those want to look at it. The end of the aura number 12. In this piece, by Rabbi Kak. Yes.
So if we're using here as a basis
for the Rambam. Right.
So according to him, so there's going to be a point where the answer stops. Is that true? Because at a certain point, your hero, the quote, 65-year-old woman or something like that, might not exist.
No. Even though according to the Rambam, in my opinion, it's an Easter of Shahira, same thing as the rest of the Bible. You would not have been a 65-year-old woman to walk around naked in the street, would you?
No.
Okay, good. As long as you say that, so we're in the same team. Yes, Steve. Yeah? Where do you get that from? Well, I told you before, Rav Moshe printed all the Enigma's money. Is that an Amazon? Igor Moshe, Evan, Ezra, Caleb, Aleph. I believe it's Simon Lucas. Please. Simon Lucas. Here it is. Listen. Look, single girl doesn't cover her hair. Okay. I shall call funny that you call us Sarah's Mokama Mahusa. Why? Mitzad Shalom Mitsuyam. That's what you're right. It's not Mitsuyam. You can't. You don't know where to go. Is it on the right? Is it on the left? That's what he says, not Mitsuyam. That's the sad part. He says it should be permissible. That's what he says. He doesn't discuss the two, but that's what I was thinking about. Anyway, here's what it comes out. Rabotai, question. If the Pshat and Rambam is right, listen now, that there is an Indian period when it comes to what? When it comes to Seor. What about Talsa? Now we go back to the beginning. What about Talsa? Well, my first question was, Talsa is see-through. You wouldn't say see-through works for the other parts of the body, but why should it work for the hair? How can it possibly work? The answer is, Menachem, that in all likelihood, the Rambam holds that Talsa does not mean see-through. Not mean see-through. Oh, what is it? So apparently, Apparently, the idea of Talsa according to the Rambam is a covering which was not sufficient based on the customs of then, and even though it covered the entire head, it was insufficient. How can that be? If it covers everything, how can it be a creature that covers everything? I saw two authors, I saw this today, from kind of completely different points of view. This man comes from B'nai Rav. You know what B'nai Rav stands for. And this Rav Henkin has come from a different place completely, from a different angle. They said the same marshal. I couldn't believe it. They said a woman often wears, like a bathrobe or a housecoat. Covers everything. Covers from the wrist down to the ankle, everything. I thought he can. To walk on the street, you know, to go in the main street, in the house coat. Yeah? Okay, so every time we change, but they both write.
Not
they write, they both write that, you know, positive. So what they're trying to say is, Rabotai, that it all depends on the Menachem Bar. You know, it covers every last bit, and it's not see-through. If that was not their custom, then it would be a violation of that view. Anyway, that's all. Rabotai, I want to go back to the beginning. Do you have any right to assume this Kupfizik approach, which we've mentioned earlier in the name of the Shuas Yaakov, the Enoch of the Frat? So when it says over here Daraisa, that means Daraisa? That sounds like a really, very brazen approach. So I saw in the Ultra Apostium, Simon Chof Aleph, Sif Tuffin, Chof Dalit. But somebody says we find it at another place where it's found. Easter Yichud. The Gemara of the Zohar on the Zohar day says, Yichud. Yichud is Doraita. You know what Yichud is, right? Man and woman in the room together. The Rambam seems to say that Yichud is only the Rabbanim. That's just about a remnant to Yichud. Most Pesukim on the Yichud is the Rabbanim. So how can the Rabbanim offer the Gemara of Yichud is Doraita? They say, no. That's what it says. In the same way, the word Doraisa there means remnant of Doraisa. Those two ones at all, when it comes to the matter of covering your hair, although the expression Doraisa is used, it may not really mean that it is Doraisa. That's point number one. Point number two. That could be. Point number two. They quote some of the quotes of Shach. The Shach writes in Siman Chofchet, Hoshe Mishpat, of all places. So whenever it says the Doraisa, it means the Doraisa. No, and it's above. And it's talking about a different context about Shkorim. If a person would write a Shtar, he would consider Shach to be the Doraisa, the Midrabona. If he says a Shtar is Doraisa, it works with Doraisa. Hold on. Well, so one of the Tosfos said, you see, the right must mean. I looked up the Shach. Shach says that the right has to mean that it comes from the Torah, as opposed to coming from the Divrei Neviim. Shach, isn't that the Torah? Shefer HaMikneh. All right? I can have Shefer HaMikneh, Tash Laha, Kitzvah. But you listen to the part twice. So it can't be based on Divrei Neviim. That it can't be. Was based on the Torah, even though it's not an absolute chiyuv or isur b'doraisa mamish, it might still be considered by the Gemara to be in the general category of what's called d'oraisa. Oh, hold on. But the truth is, and he called, I'm just giving a quotation note to our poster now, that apparently most Achronim held it to be d'oraisa mamish. According to the Maram Shik said the woman took a neder, a shrua, not to cover her hair. Wrong with the not tell. Shua shot. Why? Because they can't take a shua against the Dindarite. Had it been the Rabbana, there's a difference. He goes out and Linda says that a neder to go through a throat is bottom, up to the right. Okay. Yes? Okay. The Bas Moshe, we said, is only to go with the majority they had uncovered when she's married in the shuk. Only that, then and only then is Bas Moshe. What is Bas Yehudit? So now we have. I never got back to the original question. The Gemara's Bas Yehudit is what? To go with Kalsa Bashuk is Bas Yehudit. The violation of Bas Yehudit. Maybe Kalsa not enough on the street. You have to have more than Kalsa. What does more than Kalsa mean? If kalsa means see-through, more than kalsa means what? Solid. If kalsa means solid, what does more than kalsa mean in Pashas? Double. Tatma. Right? Because there's two layers of covering of the head. That's just what some say. And then there's a radical shot of going to the Rambam. I think it's probably, when I look at it, I have to read it again overnight, but just look at the store now for a minute. I don't want to say, but I think he's right. I think it means going to the Rambam. What's the Lashon? Rizid, right? What's the Lashon? Remember what's around the Lashon? Let's read it again. I want to make sure I read it straight because he said a radical thing. He didn't get while I was flipping. Perek of Dalit, I'm right. That's who it is. Yosa l'shuk alamavi v'fula sh'rosha perua v'ein olea rizid k'kol anoshim afa pisha sa'ora m'fusa v'mitaha. That's right. Guess it. That's right. She has to wear a veil on her face. That was the custom in the time of the Rambam. That the women covered their face. Right? Now.
All in subjects of coverings for the face. Barry, how about one for yourself, Barry?
Go with a veil on her face. On the face. But that's what he said, and he has pretty good proof. Pretty good proof. He said, just, I'll read you just a little bit. He named me Divrei Perushi Arishon and Nira Derevidu Tzeif Lee. Tzeif Dach, it's thin, maybe it's see-through even. Shabo Machato, I assume it's because he's running the buffer to the kills. Tzeif Dach, Shabo Machato Panoshim Pneyan Kedera Hakalos Pionenu. That's a male. V'davi yaduah. V'davi yaduahu. Nu, ki v'dara shalafaneinu, hanashim hayudiyot v'arkot Arab, in the Arab country, lo'agu l'katot t'neim, they just taste them a shuk. And it's often around by me, in Perakotei, halacha beit. Says the Rambam, listen, he says, in Hoya Shamerakas Beir Zu, She'ain Derech Hanoshim L'Teisbo Pneem Ugulo. He speaks explicitly about a city where the meaning of the women was not to go out where with their heads, with their faces, uncovered. Single, married, is all about different menhagim, it's an up and around problem. And it's based upon a medrash. And he has many other sources over here. It sounds like he's right. It sounds like he's right. And he goes to a lengthy explanation by citing many, many sources to indicate his position. That would explain it. Her head is covered with a mitzvah, but her face is not covered with it. It's covering the face, only in the street. That's quite a kiddush. Quite a kiddush. But I think probably he's right. The Be'er Sheva says, you can't believe it, the Be'er Sheva says, it probably means satna, covering your head with a second level. The mice, now they don't do it anymore. But the answer is Tosha. That's really the change. It's coming together. Well, it seems to me that if it's a minig of the nashim in her time and place, it would be considered a violation of a minig, which is not a minig, you know. It's much more serious than a minig. I would consider it to be a violation of the dindir abonim in that time and place. It's not some minig, you know. A minig is nothing. It's not nothing, it's something. Well, that's the question. If you consider that to be violating the use of the rights, it's not going to count. It's difficult to me to really consider them to be counted. I mean, but he, Rav Henkin, thinks it is. Okay, I don't know. It's very difficult to hard to give an answer. Yes, yes. Could be. Yes. Come. What about our own house? So here, Rabotai, Rav Moshe has a whole show about it, the symbols of test. He says as follows. Al-Pi Zohar, let's start from the beginning. Al-Pi Zohar, it's prohibited to go with the hair uncovered at home, even though there's nobody there. So Loro, Koros, Besa, Sarah, Roshi. The Doc Moshe, I know that, but Martha, by Kimchen. She has to resolve and have children who can call him Gedolim. Okay. The Darkei Moshe, the Simon Chof Aleph, is on the Maram HaKamer. Shif Chof Nuat. No, you should know. No. Dali, okay, thank you. Dali. Oh no, it's a Kuf Tetzvah sometimes. Sorry. The Simon Kuf Tetzvah, which is called says the Ramah. Vilim Nira Devare Afra Beno Atzala Tur Moda Ladover. There, that it's mutter in the house. The Chen Kassel Dino Simon Kuf Alat, they need to let the Kuf Tetzvah after the Shuk. Blow Naka Tamil Tate, the promise the Tur says if a woman goes in her home, with her hair uncovered to the Torah, low taste. Low taste implies what? The what? No. Low taste needs not grounds for the water. Silver, but browser. So it's not gonna be. No, all he meant was the made that gonna neos mia havi. She should ishalotire both peroa zara cloud. I feel a bite. Moshe, but see the mice of the Kimchis, Dov Samishum Zesh, Yetim Yemen, Kohanim Gedolim. So the Darkei Moshe is the biggest machmir and the biggest maker. He's the biggest machmir, he interprets the Torah to mean that you have to cover her hair in the house because nobody else there. He's the biggest maker, saying it's only from the Zohar. Well, it's from the Zohar, as I told you before, you're not supposed to know the Zohar. So, since you don't know the Zohar, so, actually, he doesn't really quote Zohar, he quotes the Gemara. The Gemara about Kinnikin, in other words, it's considered admirable. And this woman did it, and it was, she got the reward of Kohanim Gedolim. So if you want to have Kohanim Gedolim, to die, so you just cover your hair now, but all fine, even with no one else. Why is that admirable? You want to have Kohanim Gedolim? You're a Kohen, you can have a son of Kohen Gadol.
I appreciate Kohen and Gadol, I understand why it's admirable.
I can't, you can. So.
Why is it admirable that to not have the walls of your house do your hair?
Is it greater, my dragon? Yeah. Wait a second. Wait a second. Slow? 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 Slow. 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 Let me, I want to finish with sort the shape before I come back. I'm in the middle of it. I didn't forget. I want to finish the shape first, because I was going in the order that I was following before. I mentioned to you before that there's a big discussion about shape. The Be'er Sheva, Asin Shape. The Shulta Giborim is not the Shape. The Ramah was the Shulta Giborim. The Bavan Avram defends the Ramah as usual. It says that the Be'er Sheva is off the wall. How can you argue the Shulta Giborim before the Shape is Muslim? Why shouldn't it be Muslim? Well, the Be'er Sheva is the Shitasa. You look here at the parish. The Be'er Sheva said that if the Rambam has to wear two head coverings. What do you see from that? The fact that you cover the head completely is not a guarantee that it's Muslim. But just if you wear one head covering made of cloth, is this sufficient according to the Be'er Sheva sheet? They have to have two coverings. So too, if you wear a complete head covering made of hair, it's also insufficient to go to the Be'er Sheva. That's all considered one thing. That's
if I have a two-layer cloth, that would also be one number?
It's all together. It's sewn together. That's what he says. That's what the Be'er Sheva says. Of course, according to those who disagree, there should be no problem. Many, many Achronim say it's mutter if it can tell it's a Shetel, it's also if it cannot tell that it is a shaitan. The picture between chaser and shuk, I already explained to you, because the Ramah says that you can say kriya shma even though she's wearing a shaitan. But yeah, because it's a chaser, it's mutter. And the reason I gave you before, because it's the chaser, most people know that she's married, because there's no one to cover, technically speaking, the spirit law says that it's so no, there's not so much shuk, but I have to say.
What is shuk?
I would say shuk, but it's a shuk. There's 1,000 people there. The Rav Shlomo Kluver called the Gzeira that existed in Russia in the 19th century. I'm not exactly sure what the Gzeira was, but two versions of the Gzeira was. One says that it was a Gzeira not to cover the hair. The government said you're not to cover the hair. Bizarre. Kasha bizarre. Another place I saw that the Gzeira was they shouldn't shave their head. I'm not sure how to figure out what's happening over there. They're playing the two different versions of what the Xera was. You bet. Right. I can be crazy for other reasons, but she has to tell me. Yeah.
Sure.
No. Part of the Roshi, but the rice is the head, not the hair.
It should be tefach by tefach of the head, not of the hair.
One minute. Close. Now, we already pointed out yesterday, and one of the is what he says again over here, this article here, this Rabbi Kaki, that the strong possibility exists that the special dispensation which is found at the beginning of the second parak, Yosef Inuma Barosha Perua, means that even before that it was Usher, let's say Arusa was Usher. So that's what we saw yesterday. Arusa was Usher. For 12 months she had to keep her hair covered. And they took it, they uncovered it in honor of the Sopir, and then they put it covered it back all over again. Why? Presumably because it was only about the Yudas before. So There's no issue at all. They have a quoted opinion that the Nisa derives from the Matrid anyway, till the Chavaval Baila. He correctly said that in particular. It can't be a Matrid through the right to be the Chavaval Baila. Sir, the passion is not Yehudis only.
Why not?
She was rejected outright. For the same reason? Exactly. Now, the Mogen Avraham, I told you, has the idea of braiding the hair. Braid the hair explains why people got to braid the hair and the man got to cover the hair. So the Machin Peshekel left in the Mogen Avraham. Hey, wait a second. So it says in the Mishnah, Yotzevi Numa, Barosh Awad, whom is unbraided? How does she unbraid the hair on the occasion of the wedding? Back to the original kasha. So the answer he gives is no. Either you can say that special has to be shasmin to it, or as the out of Brian there says, they didn't ungrade the hair. No, the hair remained braided. What they did was they let it stick out down to the shoulders, but it was never ungraded. Could be. The Yad of Brian explains, I want to get back to some minutes earlier today. How does the Mogen Avraham begin? A Steven Shulchan Aruch. In Ebenezer, it says, in Achas Pnuya. And in Aruch Chaim, he says, if Pnuya can read Krishna Kanegna. He has David's question. No Steven. She can't go out even if she's a Pnuya. But as far as the man is concerned, it's only going to be up to her if she is an Eishes Ish. That was mentioned already earlier. So they got a fresh stuff, but on the wrong side of the Talmud, I'll tell you. If the way is to cover the shuk, then even the chutzah would be considered an error. To answer your question, that's what the Yad Ephraim said. Could be that the Yad Ephraim is going with the Indian of what we call Hiru. But if not, then maybe not. If not Mishum Hiru, then you can argue that a single woman has to cover her hair only in the street, not in the house. Well, that's Shurai Karba, he said. The Krishna was Mutter, and the Shukla would be also. Then if that would be the case, then even Kalsa, Menachem, your question, Kalsa, the Babaya should be Mutter according to this. Right? Because it's not based upon Mutter, it's not based upon Hero. I told you, I'm not exactly sure. Could be that, in fact, according to his opinion, should be really, really Mutter. Could be. Now, I want to ask, analyze your question. What about a woman who's covering the hair because that's the good thing? What about in the privacy of a home? We already saw that the Jacques Roche said, he did loyal. The Philippus Ne Anche Besa, Eina Shriya Purat Rosh, Lama Takas, Vakiba Barosha. The low Kapirish Rashi Vitosis Vihoran. Rashi told the Naran say, Lo enach the bas of Ramavita. Yoshevet tachas bailo. That she can know, they can do what? What can they do? They can go in the air uncovered in the house, presumably in presence of the members of the family, direct blood relatives. Whereas the bas says you may not. I gave you the four examples. Son. he doesn't say. He says, no, not women. I don't know. I take it back. I don't know. Could be the Baphomet asked the women and asked the sisters and brothers and the husband. I don't know. The Anshei Beis, members of the household. We assume it's... counts not name of a Shakriya Krosh. Shem Lo Kalo and Ab Kabas. That's how Tosfos says. And the Bach says no. The Bach said Ela Bapatzer, the what? Kalsa Bapatzer, there's no Kuros, what's Shita? But otherwise, you cannot have Kabas. It's missing words.
It's missing a dollar.
Okay. That's how the Bach comes out.
Is it about them, Chuck?
Oh. So I want to end with one thing, then we'll stop. We'll conclude it tomorrow. Yes? So. Oh. Someone, a certain row hell hole, that a woman is permitted to keep her hair uncovered in the house, no matter who walks in. No matter who walks in. No matter who walks in. At the moment. And it's certainly against the Prisha. I thought the Pasha was against Rashi. I mentioned before that Rashi said that she didn't obey when she exposed the hair to the boil before the beer. So that was already an issue, even though presumably it may have taken place in her home. Even if it wasn't your house, there's no one else around. That's the caution of the difference. So the Prisha that I asked you to look at, I don't know. Could be the Bach would ask the women and ask the sisters and brothers and the husband. I don't know. The Anche Beis, members of the household. We assume if those who disagree the Bach say no, she may uncover her hair and lost only the blood relatives or women. Yes? I don't hear you. He holds the nature of Das Yehudis. Ida Gemara, then up in the Gemara. How the Bach learned the Gemara?
When she works.
Gemara says, if Ken, or Inach, the Bach, the Vom Avinu, she has Shevet, Tachas, Bailo. Well, you came up in the street, that was it. Yeah.
Gemara was saying that
her and her
husband, because
there's
nothing
for her hair. Not answer basically. The Bach? No, most folks don't like the Bach. Bach is a minority view. Oh, that's the question. How did the Bach learn the Gemara? The Taka is the thing the Torah says though. So it does seem to say so. Taka Moshe, the Torah only meant to Mishum Kimchis. This is that Sneha is not going to be given in. But the pun, are we doing the Torah? The Torah says like this. The Torah says, Hey, the Vatius, Yotin Verosha Perua, Afila and Perua, Lagami, Ella Kalsa Verosha, Kevin Shaina, was looking at the Tiv Tate. Cross of Aramba. After a piece of the chusim of the tachas came and she'en aleh with yitzchol and ashtay tev lo tzulu. But that's the other one came to the rabbin. Oh, Mavi am a foolish. Oh, the chutz of the rabbin bokeh bro. Just like a Mavi am a foolish, according to the Yerushalmi. I was a Mavi she'en am a foolish. Right, it's a dead end street. The chutz of the rabbin bokeh bro. Lo tete. He doesn't say mutter. He says what? Lo tete. Now we know that Mavli She'ein Mefulash, we know is the Pashas is Asur Kuvarosh. So by equating that with a Chatzer, which means the privacy of our own yard and our own house, presumably, is that everything is equally Asur, should be Asur to go with a hair completely uncovered. I'll read it to you. Mashma, I'm reading you from the back. That in Aina Mephusim in the Tachas of the Fool of the Gami Alberes Saldasi. And even the Chatzir could be to his Masa as also, maybe even the Rambam as Masa as also. Aida Gemara. To the back of the South. Hard the Pearl of the Gemara. Vela Bechatzir and Kaelin Akabat the Rambam Venus. Hoki Perusha. Eva Chatzir Ka Amar De Kalka Ein Ba Mishim Kriyas Rosh Of Shiti Kalka Chatzir Abana Lo Yitzchak Av Yochel Nashmina These are the Kalka of a Chatzir Lav Dover Hagenu Lo Inach De Bat Avram Avinu The Kul and Ochel Chatzir Ben Chatzir Ben Tachat Arosha Bela Redi That's what I'm chatting about Huh? He has a straight What does anything about? Says after the Shapura. Where? If the Shuk Asus. Hella Bakhatir. What do you mean Bakhatir? He's telling you Bakhatir at Kalsa is okay? Shita. Because otherwise, it'll work. Because otherwise, not Shita that what? That Kalsa is not needed. No, if I care if Shita is needed, if you say you need it, Shita that's it suffices, because otherwise, the minute he wants to wear cows in the house, so then those who would demand more than that would all have to go out without a tzibur. That's a big dray in the Gemara. It can't turn them upside down. When we read the Gemara, it was... Will you see the Gemara inside? There are two ways to read the Gemara. Look inside. Two ways to read it. When we read it was... El Abachotter. What? Kalsa is okay. Depends on Gemara and Shane, if that's true, Lo Yinach Tabas of Ramavina, because no one has a Kalsa in the house. That's how the Rashi toasts in Iran with. Bela Bechotz says toasts, that's really below Kalsa, now me and Mabashim Kriya Trosh. Shim Lo Kalsa Lo Yinach Tabas. That's how toasts it. And the Bach says no. The Bach says, Ela Bechotz there, the what? Kalsa Bechotz there, there's no Kuroosh. Shita! But otherwise we cannot have us. And it's missing words. It's
missing a dollar.
Okay. That's how the background shot. That's how the background shot? Oh. So I want to end with one thing, then we'll stop. We'll do that tomorrow. Yes? So. Woman is permitted to keep her hair uncovered in the house, no matter who walks in. No matter who walks in. No matter who walks in. And it's certainly against the Prisha. Either the Pasha was against Rashi. I mentioned before that Rashi said that she didn't have hair when she exposed the hair to the boil before the beer.
So that was already an issue, even though Kazulians may have taken place in their home. Even if it was their house, this house, there's no one else around. That's the cost of the difference. So the Prisha that I asked you to look at is follows. Listen carefully. The Prisha did out. Yeshit for our Beinu, point to the Beis Yosef. Shekot the locate, the master locate, me bala the Lotzuba, Ava Bishu Dava Shein Ahogun, I bechot the Fila Puru Rosh, Mamish Leslenba, Uva Mavish and Ava Foolish via Kalsa Leslenba, the book of the Pizri Rashi the Aran, Yesh the Yashay Bedochak, says the Prisha, Veloma, the Hod the Mutter, Hainuk Shein Shem Ish, where did she go there and cover the Chatzim when there's no one in the house? Mavi for foolish pesay, Afa Pisha ain't shamish, came with the rabbi to speak on the floor. She goes into the dead end street with nobody around, still takes it because she's coming any moment. Mashmalon, but there, Afilu yesham ish, the otzur, the chatkilo. In her own private house, there are people there. It's otzur, the chatkilo. Miu lo take the avur zeh. That's the term means. That in that case, where a woman who's married, uncovered here in the privacy of a home, with all her friends and neighbors, male and female, in the house, that would be a prohibition, but it would be lo take the. So right, the preacher. He clearly also doesn't. Of course, he gets discussed. Can this change as well? That's the question. Can this change? Maybe this rabbi held, like a Henkin in a sense, but since most women don't cover the hair at all. So therefore, assuming you follow those women, it's calculated what they tell us what the doctor would do. So therefore, they go around, of course, without any head covering the cows as well with the street. So therefore, that's Luna should not apply anymore in the privacy of your home, because most women don't cover the hair in the home, and that's most never applied in the home. You may not have to cover the hair in the home at all. That has the logic of this. He would get it. That's what he made the statement. Because we should refer to a time when most of them did cover there in the street. And then the doctor who is, of course, was the covering them in the house. But I don't know. Maybe we get the impression over here that it's not even that Yudis. Because Oberet had that Yudis to take them a little sugar. So he's saying that in the Chod, the Yudis, if someone else did not a violation of that Yudis, it's also anywhere in the Chatzila. What in the Chatzila? Kimchiz. Kimchiz is not the Madrega of Kimchiz. And that tells us that Pishin is different. There's three levels. There's Kimchiz, you can only inspire to dream about. Then it's that Yehudis, or that Moshe, or really, there's an Issa L'Chatzila, which is low Peite. Low Peite means presumably not another Eretz al Das. Sounds like it. But it's not just Sadab's Kimchiz, it's the real din. That's the impression you get from the people at the stop here, from tomorrow, we have the kids in the morning, and see you. Oh, that's the beauty of it. All the other projects of an obvious high school. I also want to speak about the Zerosam Agulo story, the Yehuda Das Yehudis. I'll talk a little bit about the Parsha, perhaps, in the context of a little of a Buddhist Shavuot. So far, it's not. All this I'll try to do. Well, there's no prayer today, so I guess it's a little more busy. I should take with any time until 8 o'clock tonight. We should. No, I will hope to finish the regular time. Okay. From both sides, let's go to the Gemara of Ayin Beis. The Gemara seems to indicate, we already spoke at length about the question of Das Moshe and Das Yehudis. There are many Rishonim who say that if a woman goes with her hair uncovered in the street, it's a Issa D'oraita. And there are many who seem to say there's no Issa D'oraita. Rather, Das Yehudis, the tour we mentioned, seems to indicate that it's a Das Yehudis, it's not a Das Moshe. Even the Rabbanon says Das Moshe may mean talking about the Rabbanon, it's a sound in the Chumash. So this is a bit of a Levit Chus, we put it, on for those women who don't go out without their hair covered, they don't say they over Issa D'oraita, maybe they don't over anything. According to those authorities who maintain that it's a Das Yehudis, and depends purely upon the Menhagim, and the radical view of the Sefer Yehoshua, even so, the rice that can still change according to the Menhagim
Hamocha. That's a limit chus. The traditional pshat, though, is that it's an isa men haTorah, and it applies to the, as we said before, to a woman in the street who's currently married, who does not cover the majority of her head. She's in violation of a das moshe, which is an isa daraita, Muslim pshat. The woman wears the netting on her hair, the kalsan, she loves the street, she's in violation of das yehudit. This is all clear in the Gemara. Again, what happens to Shuk, that is das moshe, is not at all clear in the Gemara. Muslim daraita, which some interpret to mean daraita literally, some say it's not literally, some say it's das moshe, it's not das moshe. But it gets kalsan, though, das yehudit has to be perish in the Gemara. That's in the Shuk. Yes. Then it's in Mavud. Mavui. So the Gemara implies that in Mavui, if you go Rosh Perua, you're in violation again of Das Yehudis. Iron days in the day. Omar Abai became a Rakhana, Michatza Lachatza, Mizereth Mavui. The woman goes, Michatza Lachatza, Mizereth Mavui, but Rosh Perua, she's in violation of Das Yehudis. Why not ask Moshe? So we gave our answer. People know she is. It's mostly a semi-private kind of an area. What about Kalsa? What about Kalsa b'mavoi? Pashup Shat Negan Mavoi. That is Mutter. Mutter. Pashup Shat. However, if you look in the Bach, it's in the Kuf Kesvav, he claims, based on Lashon HaTur, that it's also up. The Gemara from the Farish, but it's not a violation of Das Yehudis. It's with the Bach comes up with his interesting halacha. If it could be a category which is usur, if it's not proper, even though it's not a violation of Das Yehudis. Not everything which is improper is an absolute violation of Das Yehudis. So the Bach suggests in Kuf Tes Vav that to go up with Kalsa or Bavavi is prohibited, but low tasting, you should not do this. That's how the Bach says, even the Dark Emotion seems to agree, and even the Beis Yosef seems to say this way, Pshat Lashon HaTur. At most. Huh? Not a Doraita, okay? Well, if it's Das Yehudis, it's prohibited. The extra step which someone's taking, if it's always Das Yehudis, it can change with time. And therefore, if in my community no one covers their hair, so then there's no prohibition whatsoever. That's the extra step of some are taking. The first step is the hardest step. The second step is not so hard, but the first step is hard. So if it's a Isa Daraisa, then you can't even begin. Okay, what about the Chatzir? The Rashi, Tosin, Iran, all of Shat, the Gemara, Ela B'Chatzir, Kein, Lo Inasa, Bas, La Roma, Vino, Yosheva, Tavak, Baila. That means that it's Mutter to go in a Chatzir without a head covered at all. The Quisha, we saw yesterday, says that she's in the privacy of a chatzir, but there's someone there, a stranger, someone who's not me, B'nai Beita, then Allah would be usur, even the chatzir in the privacy of a home, but low taker. It's not considered over for that reason. It's a separate issue. Again, at the end of the year, we raise the question, what kind of din is this? The Quisha suggests that as a possibility. No. This is what the Quisha says. Yeah? No. Right, that's why it's not that Moshe, I explain. Say it's not even Das Yehudis. Could be. But she wants to suggest that since everyone knows that she's married, she's a balabosta, that it wouldn't even be a violation of Das Yehudis, but still it's a different kind of a lack of sneer. She's not categorized as Das Yehudis. It's possible. Yes, it's seen. What about B'nai Beisa? A neighbor. A relative, the only relative I mentioned yesterday who I think I consider B'nai Beisa, male relative, of course, females are no problem, the flower of the pasha. The males of B'nai Beisa are those who are blood relatives, which means her father, father who lived there, I think it's still okay. Her son, her brother, her uncle, cousins can be married. I have to be careful where you go with that category. I would limit it to the father, the brother, and the son. Beyond that, grandpa, of course. But once you go past that, I have to think about it. I'm not sure. So it would not include father-in-law, brother-in-law, and all the in-law stuff. That's cover on here. Okay, that's the preacher. But when she's by herself, or with other members of the family, according to the Pashas in the Gemara, Rashi tells the Ran, help the Gemara to go without her hair covered in the home. Rav Moshe says, for the Pharisee says, for Din, one wants to be Machmer more than that, to Kimchis, to Kisnir, because he can't make a Din out of it. Very important, there's someone they don't know. Rabbi, if I cover my hair, it's going to be covered all the time, it's going to lose its, I don't know what characteristic that is. Who knows what? Body, I don't know what they want to say. So I tell the woman, okay, I'm not saying to cover here all the time. So when she come home, just lock the door so no one can come in, and you can close the shade of your face outside, and you can take off your hat or shade or people, and then go outside. And then if people come into the house, it's going to just be the immediate members of the house, so just do that like someone else comes in. You say, 1 second, please. And you have kind of a hat or a kerchief near the door, near the front door, hanging on a peg somewhere in the front closet. You just reach for it, put it on, take 5 seconds, and then open the door. That's all. Head to cover. Speak your ideas. Well, it depends on what floor you live on. You live in the 60th floor, the 10th floor. This is the first people walking by, yeah? And I would be mocking for cover. Who? Suburbia. You know how to pass it by. Well, look, we're not the yichud sometimes. People are passing by and looking through. Can't have it both ways. Right? So we're not the yichud because people are walking by and they need the shades open. If you're not the yichud, you have to ask if you're going to Rosh Perua. Yes? No, so that's what it says. Because of the pashtus, even if it's in a mavui, it's enough to have kalsa, have a kind of the hair netting, right? Even that would be enough. Even in the mavui, which is semi-private, have a homer in the house, that should be enough. But afal pk, although even though it's enough, according to the strict halacha, there's those who are machmir to cover. They usually would cover it more thoroughly than this, than kind of a netting. But maybe they could be a little more makeable in terms of leaving, don't mock for leaving with tefach, so careful. They have to be so careful to the circumstances. Yeah.
Can someone theoretically rely on netting in the house from other people?
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. The pasha could be as much. Depends. Do you see? In Talsa itself, when we say that, what are all these things about? What?
Well,
I didn't ask you to write it yourself.
I didn't write it.
Yeah. He wrote nothing. He took it. Okay, good.
Yeah, he wrote
nothing. Yeah. All right. Okay, well, I'll look at that. Okay. Yes? Right, okay, that's Aleph. Good. There's another, very good. There's another reason why I shouldn't rely on the netting. The Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, Mad seems to indicate that the only time there's a kula by Talsa, as the Gemara has it, is Menchotze Lechotze Vederach Mavu. What kind of Russian is that? She said, the lovely, you take 3 words. What do you mean, Chotze Lechotze Vederach Mavu? They seem to indicate that Nebuchadnezzar Yosef and the Mad is only when she's passing through. Tend to do it for a brief minute, she's just going to cross from, we go from crossing from my, this apartment to that apartment, I go and cross off, it takes me 10 seconds to get to the other side, so the chance that no one's going to see her, they won't get to see too carefully, but that's to give a line of Kalsa. If she's going to stay in the movie for an hour, then it would not apply, even Kalsa would be prohibited. So if she comes to your house, sitting before the house is no worse. It's no more common than the novel. If you hold that novel, it's only a head for what? No! Passing through it. How can I pass it through? No, you're staying there for an hour. You're eating supper or whatever you're staying there. Who knows how long it'll be for the other person to be there? So then I would not rely on Kyle because of those who showed me. So I would say it's better than Tom saying. No one's there. Well, a guest is there. So because it was asked before, if Kyle was there, the novel, according to the push of shot, against the bath, against the tour. So the tour is there coming. The corner dog would say that's the touch of the Gemara. The cow says, Mutter, the Mavu is a Kavachama, the bias of the Pasha. He says, it's not a great Kavachama, because the dog we've shown him, the Mukayosim and the Smag, we learned the Gemara literally. The Chatsa, the Chatsa, the Rechmavi is only passing through. But if she's staying in the Mavu for a long time, cow says it wouldn't work. So if it wouldn't work for the Mavu, maybe it wouldn't work in Chatsa either. Yes? Good question. Is there an Easter of going with the hair exposed in the presence of a goy? Excellent question. So, in my opinion, you have to cover the hair. But the nature of the Easter of covering is not just because of a litna iver on the person who's looking at your hair. But I just saw one of a meeting we learned here in the yeshiva. His name is Rabbi Broy. He's now a professor in Emory University. In his class on Jewish studies, sent me a an article he wrote about this idiom, and he quoted it from somebody. I have trouble believing it. He quoted it from something called Yashiv Moshe. I thought Yashiv was a little Yashiv stuff. I think so. That's a quote of Sora. I don't say where it is. Should Yashiv Moshe still there? The mutter the isha and the suah the guy of the shabbat mokom sheish rak zayin. I have trouble believing it when he writes this thing. And he quotes, this is a quotation. Asura, let's say a word of that. Asura, the isha, this guy of the style of the Yehudi, mishum isha, her ish. She makshila also the isura, it's sakot some of her, and there's a kof alef. Isha the fneiver, shmadam is called avara, yahara, that's unbelievable. According to what we said yesterday, there is no Easter of here. You got to put the Rambam sheet there. If you hold this Buddha for a few years, no here. Oh, he said, Mishim Isha HaEaser HaEisha, Sheyesh Chiyav Alel Yasnua B'fnei B'nei Adam. Look at this. The Easter Zer Shalem in the Yos Kutza Avikein Zivri HaShulchan Aruch Sham, Sivvei. And he said another Chiddush, I can't believe. He says, Shnei HaEisurim Enam Chalam B'mabam Sheyesh Rak Goyim. I don't understand. I had such a fight about this. I had much a battle in the local well. They had ladies that I was swimming, and they wanted to put up a male lifeguard. So I fought very hard against having the male lifeguard, even if he'd be a guy. I see, according to what, again, I don't want to say something y'all should, I don't know what, where. Why? Fear for whom? For the goat? It's a fetish.
This is a different type of erva. Much more serious area of erva than here.
And then he says, Ruba Tayada, even that sin only applies in front of Jews, not in front of goats. I don't know, I don't have the source, or if you're going to look it up for me, I have a Yashim on, I think it's a Yashim. But I can't buy it. I just can't buy it. But I must tell you that if you look on this page, I'm quoting. Yeah. Oh, it's Sia, but he says that Sia doesn't apply for him going. That's what he's talking about. I don't know. He's talking about hair. What might have to mean? I don't know. Manasha. Yeah. I thought. That's not yesterday, Sia. It's also yesterday. Why not? No, but what about something totally different? The halacha is machayev of a woman who's married to cover her hair. We suggested a reason. Maybe it should be identifiable immediately as a married woman. If one apple or two apples are going to my right? So that's what we suggested. Why should she be identifiable clearly as a married woman? People shouldn't flirt with her, you know.
move out, you know, they want to, have to get married sometime, right? So, I don't mean to believe in the negative, not for Shalom, not for Chalila. I mean in the most positive, holy sense, right? Yes. I want you to know, if it's not a Gemara and it's not a Torah, the Goy also would know. But even Goyish women were married cover their head. No, of course. It wasn't the first thing. I mean, only the Goyish and married were covered their head. Because the way that the note was divorced, it's a pull off the head cover. The Gemara can't even check. They're not given. They just pull off the head cover. That's not indicated that they were divorced. Different story. I don't know. Good question. I still think a woman should cover her even in the presence of a guy too. I got the answer with maybe Yashiv Moshe. I don't know. I think it's ever Yashiv. That's right. That's another good point. But they were working in all Gaisha forces. Every single person he owns is a guy. So she would get there with a hat. You know, especially in the winter, a lot of people wear hats, right? And then she could just take off the head covering and then they bribe you. And you have to bribe you at least 30 people office who are with all the guys. That's right. Well, you go on vacation to New Hampshire. And there's no other Jews there. Wherever you go. And then all the guys. The quotes of what I read here, I double checked my source. I didn't know if you have any fear of the cloud. I don't know. I don't know. I can't believe it. Yeah? Oh, see, so good. You better cover your hair. You better wear a striper. Yeah. According to what I read.
General
Airbus.
Aside from hair.
I mean, look at the source. There's no sin in snake oil. That's what it says. Right here. Library. It's not the final word. I'm trying to advance. It's not the final word. Even then, all the matters I planned probably on June 1st before we start the show, but I'm going to give you updates based on, I don't know all the source data today, but just figure the CSRO. So there'll be, I'll tell you some updates before you begin. So don't quote me. Any quote is quoted a tentative conclusion. Yeah, I thought I'd finish today, but I don't have anything. You don't have everything. I was looking for a certain spot which Uri can't find in the library. They don't have it in the library. I don't know what I find, but I don't know what it was looking at. So, here we are. The things that both Uri got. Yes, the dope. I don't know what you said. Oh, yeah? Then zip is no problem. How's he going to go naked that way? Yeah, it's like a swimming pool, it's like a mixer. I mean, you know, it's not only women. I mean, not, when you talk about it in the brewery, you know, it's not like the idea you don't walk around that way, but besides, they don't look very well, you know, someone's looking. Okay, Rabbi Elsai. So, because there, again, according to Rashi posted in the Ran, there is no prohibition with Ne'anche Vesa. When others are there, you could argue with Tashi Hudis, or according to Prisha, it's an Easter. Not so far about the unit. And there are those who say that it's mutter completely. That if you're in the privacy of your home, there's no fear to cover you, even if others have walked in. I can't buy that either. There are those who say. Okay. Hushik shot in the Gemara?
Doesn't make any difference,
but look at the sheet of Makubeta. You have a sheet of Makubeta?
It doesn't say buy it, it's chutzah.
The sheet of Makubeta explains clearly what's happening over there. The sheet of Makubeta says that the reason why these distinctions are not halacha l'moshe v'sina days, a chutzer, a mavoy, a shuk, is the basis for it. What is the basis? No. Here we go. She's in the good bathroom. There, right here. No. It is.
Ah, here it is. There it is. He says, why is it as mutter to go? Rabbi said, if it's verses, why is it as mutter to go b'chotze without your hair covered? Why? Kevon she'ein sham roin, says it was verse. Because there's no one there who's looking. That's the reason. The Kiddush will see soon what the Kiddush is. So it's mutter because there's no one who's looking. We don't want to see, exactly, except for the B'nai HaBayit. That's okay. There's an often a ritva. Kabosa, I have to say, though, the most, how should I say it? The difficult shita of all to fulfill is the shita which is, again, attributed to the Tzur, based upon the Bach interpretation of the Tzur, based upon the Yerushalmi, and based upon, almost like a show you inside, the Shilta Gibor. Please turn to the Shilta Gibor. It's on the Ma'am Akopas. We already discussed it in the perspective of Bigan Issa Torah, the Shilt. Now we'll discuss the Shilta Gibor with perspective on Chatzah. What is the halacha of Chatzah? Till now we've established with Rashi Tosfos and the Ran that for Chatzah, anything goes. Alright, that means no one is around, several members of the household. You need not cover her hair at all. Shilta Gibor does not seem to agree. And so the Mahama comes. Mahama bays in the bays in our print. Why were we left off? You recall, we read the lesson Riyadh in the Sutton Bay. We read one line, V'lohoysa kalsa rosh ha-rezu asura min ha-torah shenemar po'ara kosh ha-isha. It says, Osir b'daraisa. I thought about Srosh v'yeh, the Sri of Srosh. That's in the street. Then he adds, V'afilu b'chater osir lotes v'lo kalsa rosh ha-rezu. Taki shita chuk. Catch this now. Olamavoy mefulash, that's the Yishami mefulash. Oh, the chaser sharabim bokimbao, according to the Yishami speeder of the Mavoy, the rosha perua, the ein alea rezit kichol anashim, at al pishet tzora mechusim in the tachas, is a violation of what? That's good. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. A plain chaser where no one else walks through is not mentioned anywhere. And the pasuk shot for the reason is that there's no issue whatsoever. Right? So the chaser holds that in your own privacy, you can go without your head covered at all, and that's why the chaser holds the pentagon. I, the true hold also the chaser, if you have the chaser, Baal Beis Yosef, nope.